How we doing, guys? We all set?
Yes, ma'am.
Jim, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
I call this hearing to order for the zoning board adjustment. If we could all rise and say the pledge allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Bear with me, Kelsey, I'm still new at this.
Bear with me too, because I didn't do much of this. I wrote what I was told to write, and here I am.
Okay, so I have to read the warning. Notice of public hearing, Zoning Board of Adjustment, Town of Fairhaven, Vermont. Date and time, Monday, November 17th, 2025 at 7 p.m. Location, Fairhaven Municipal Building, 5 North Park Place, Fairhaven, Vermont, 05743. Purpose, the application for a variance of dimensional requirements within the residential district. Description, the Zoning Board of Adjustment shall conduct a hearing regarding an application filed to obtain a variance for a side setback on an 8-foot by 16-foot accessory structure situated on a 0.37 acre parcel located at 57 Lewis Lane, Fairhaven, Vermont, parcel ID 20-01-14 and formerly known as 8 Lewis Lane. Copies of this application can be obtained from the Zoning Administrative Officer at the Fairhaven Municipal Building. So we will hear your presentation, and then if any of the members have any questions, we will ask.
Okay.
And then for the most part, if you have any questions, you can ask them. And then for the most part, you will be done.
Okay.
And we will deliberate afterwards.
Okay.
After you guys take off. Okay. So, do any of the members of the board have any conflicts of interest or ex parte communications?
No.
Okay.
No.
And I need to, bear with me, find my, that's wrong. My definition of interested parties. I'm sorry, I just reorganized my file, and so I have to locate it.
Roseanne, for the sake of expediency, there are no other individuals here for the hearing that you'd have to review as an interested party. So I'm just saying you might want to skip that step.
Is it okay with you guys that we skip that step?
I did bring this. I don't know if it's my neighbor saying that this is okay with her, one of the ones that was. I don't know if that counts as an interested party. I don't know.
If they consider themselves to be an interested party,
they have to come.
They have to be here.
Perfect. She just wanted to give it to us because to make sure. Got it.
All right.
That doesn't mean that you can't submit something that you have your
neighbor. Yeah, I mean, that would be fine to put into the file.
Okay.
We can do that afterwards.
Okay.
I gotta make sure I have that from now on. Sorry about that. All right. And we just explained that only an interested person who has participated in this proceeding may take an appeal of any decision issued in this proceeding. We just went over that.
Okay.
I can skip that. Okay. So I need you to take the oath that I'm going to just repeat after me.
Okay. I hereby swear
that the evidence I give in the cause,
that the evidence I give in the cause,
under consideration shall be the whole truth,
under consideration shall be the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth,
and nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay.
Would you swear me as well so that I can give any testimony or evidence, please?
What?
I hereby swear
that the evidence I give,
that the evidence I give, in the cause under consideration,
shall be the whole truth,
shall be the whole truth,
and nothing but the truth,
and nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Okay.
Thank you.
Did you have anything that you wanted, any written stuff that you would like to present to the board?
So the only thing that we had was the application that was submitted. Mike did just want me to make sure that the measurements were correct, that it's 16 feet in length and 8 feet in width. He wasn't sure if that was right on the, I think on the notice it might say 8 by 16.
There is a little bit of a conflict on two different places. There was two different measurements.
Okay.
So when I spoke to him, I think on the notice we put the largest of the two sizes, and then just asked for you to clarify
it. Yeah, he measured it again today, and it's 16 feet wide, length, long, 8 feet deep. That's how big it is. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to make sure that I had that. But everything, we haven't done anything to it. Like, we haven't moved it. We haven't adjusted it or anything since we were notified that it was a violation.
Okay. All right, so... Give us your presentation.
May I ask what my presentation is supposed
to
be?
Just
tell us what you want.
Okay. So basically.
Read it off the sheet.
Okay. I'm like, no, he did not prepare me for this. He's at work, so here I am. So basically, we installed the shed without prior knowledge about the permit requirements or the zoning regulation. We found out about it because he asked a question about increase in taxes. So once he found out, we began the application process for the permit and then for the grievance. We installed the shed so we could reduce lawn clutter, trying to keep our property look a little bit nicer. We have a lot of children's toys. We have a lot of lawnmowers, like that kind of thing. We really did not install it to create an issue or a violation. The shed was installed in October of 2024, so a year ago. So we just really would like you to consider our request to keep the shed in its place. We do have a fence. The fence is the poles are cemented in concrete. We've been advised that if we can move it to our back lawn, that it, like the different lengths, that it could be away from the property line. That would require removing some of those fence posts. So we're really trying to keep it where it is, just so we don't have to do more like excavation work in the back lawn. Yeah, that's it.
The neighbor that submitted the...
She's on the other side.
Okay, she's not on the side.
She's not on the side that is...
The setback.
Is there Sharon?
Yeah, Sharon. Sharon would let us park our camper on her property, I think, if she... Yeah.
They're good people.
Yeah, they are. And Sunny and Betty, the neighbors on the other side, have not said anything to us, like, personally. They haven't come over and talked to us about it. The Panuchiks.
Well, they were all
notified, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a letter sent to each person on the side, to Allen's in the back, Sherman Allen, who is, and it's now, they, I guess they sold it to
Brett. The Shaws. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Shaws.
Okay.
And then to either corner across from you.
Okay.
So if they didn't show up, then we would have to, they wouldn't be considered interested parties.
Okay.
Folks of the board, do we have any questions?
So I just have a few things I'd like to get on the record for the zoning district. This is residential.
No, actually, I believe it's the commercial zoning district.
Okay.
Hang on. I'll get my... It is located in the commercial zoning district.
Commercial zoning.
It's odd there. It goes down Benson Lane a ways and north, and your property just happens to be within that district.
So this
if you look at the map here, you can see where it goes. So 4th Street going across, and then across Benson Lane.
Lewis Lane.
Or Lewis Lane, excuse okay. me, thank you. So there are a number of properties, and yours
yeah.
is in that district.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is in the commercial district.
Uh-huh.
And this is classified as an accessory structure?
Correct.
I'm correct on that?
Yep.
So that would be permitted in the commercial zoning district with proper setbacks?
Correct.
Okay. And then based on your diagram, the rear setback says 100 feet, and for that district rear setback is 30, so the rear setback is fine. Correct? Is that correct?
Well, again, there's an allowance for an accessory structure if it's located in the rear yard. So if you drew a line right across the parcel from the back of the principal building,
they wouldn't make the setback then, would they?
They would, because you're allowed a 4 foot for an accessory structure in commercial and residential. So if it was moved back, it would have a 4 foot requirement.
Because it's an accessory structure. I'm doing the setbacks for a house.
For a principal, yes. Or an addition on a principal would have to meet the full setbacks for that district.
Okay.
You are correct.
So for an accessory structure, it's 4 feet for the rear.
If it's located in the rear yard, okay, yep. Yeah.
Okay, and then what is the front setback for an accessory structure?
Again, are we talking where it is, or are we talking where it, if it was located in the rear yard? Which yard do you want me to cover for you?
Well, I guess.
I don't know what either of the rules are, so I guess that'd be good to know.
Okay. So if you were doing a principal building in the commercial zoning district, what we would be looking at is the same dimensional table, table 2, in the zoning regulations. Mm-hmm. So you would be required to have something 40 foot in distance in the front yard, 20 foot in distance on the side yards, and 30 foot in distance on the rear yard. And then you'd have also, there's an 80% building coverage allowed. So in other words, the footprint of any roof structure, you're allowed to go up to 80% of the total lot area in the commercial zoning district. Big difference from a residential district in allowance. So if it's an accessory structure located in the rear yard, you're allowed a 4 foot setback from sides or rear property line, but it has to be located in the rear yard, which would be defined as a line across the lot from the back of the home, not the steps, but whatever the rear of the home is.
Which is the back porch wall for us, right?
Right, okay. Correct, yep.
I don't know if you're looking at our property, but there's like...
I am.
The back, we have a porch on
is
the
this
back.
That, that's it there.
That's the shed, yeah, That's the violator.
And again, that line begins at the back of the back porch wall.
Back not, of the principal building, the, yes. Yep. Uh-huh.
And can accessory structures typically be put anywhere else other than the rear, according
to... Oh, no, but the allowance for that shorter setback, yeah. That really short setback, it has to be located in the rear yard to be able to have that allowance.
So
anywhere in the sides or the front would have to meet the full setback, just like a principal building.
Okay.
If you follow me.
I do. So since it is not in the rear, we would just kind of look at it as a principal building, and obviously it's still going to require variance, but I'm just trying to see like how close it is.
It's like 4 feet from the very back of the house, it looks like.
So
from the street view.
Well, the back of the house goes a bit further.
Yeah, you're right. Than...
So her diagram says 100 feet. So, I mean, the rear setback seems to be well within what would be required if this is a primary structure.
Yep.
And as does the front.
Yes.
So, really, the variance that is needed is for that side.
Correct. That's what denied, why it was denied, and what was requested a variance from the zoning board.
So, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I think we're getting there. Sorry this is so painful to get here.
So the difference that we're looking at, it should be 30 feet?
20?
20,
no, it's
20 on the side.
Oh, I was like, my goodness.
No, 20 on the side. I'm sorry.
It's 10 foot less than the 20 foot required. I'll submit for you my a copy of the permit application and my denial so that you have that clearly.
So that's what I was trying to get at, was how close is this to what the requirements are?
Is it the denial?
I think it's just that 10, we're just 10 feet short on the side.
Yeah.
Correct, that's the amount that it's less than what is required, is the 10 foot. 10 foot less than the 20 foot minimum. It meets with the front, it meets with the rear when it's located in the side yard, but it does not meet the side yard requirement.
And that's interesting, so you can have a single family dwelling in the commercial zoning district and the max building coverage is 80%, which is, so I'm sure that's not a factor either, because this is well under 80%.
Yeah, though there's no problem with the building coverage with the addition of the shed.
No, that's fine.
Here's the denial.
Okay.
So, no square footage issue. Those are the only questions I had. And then, when everybody's done with their questions, I'd just like to go over those step by step, the variance criteria.
And that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Just to go over those.
I thought that was familiar.
Yep. Yep. Sure. Just wanted to point it out.
Yes. Thank you.
What he was referring to for you.
Jim, do you have any questions?
Are these regulations or standard for Vermont? These are just the information. Just our town.
Our town.
Okay.
Right. In other words, our town. A little background, our town was running into variance requests left and right years ago because an accessory structure had to meet those full setback requirements, and in our small lots here in town, which there are many of them, people were running into, if they wanted to put in a garage, a shed, an in-ground pool, if it could be done, it was in the center of what backyard area people had. So there were many, many, many variance requests so that it could be put to the side of the rear yard for a shed or a garage or a pool. And the zoning board years ago asked the Planning Commission if that could be changed to allow accessory structures to have a closer setback to the property lines if they were located in the rear yard. And the Planning Commission agreed that would be a good idea. The zoning board also asked for the building coverage to go higher than 15%, which it was years ago. The Planning Commission agreed to a doubling of it to 30% in the residential area. Again, to allow people to put in an accessory structure, put on a roof porch, where many people were struggling with the building coverage requirement. So these are Fairhaven's regs, not universal.
Okay.
Patrick, do you have any?
Not really, because 10 feet, but it's got to be less than 20. You think Mike knows that this is a commercial district? Does he realize that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that would have might have changed him. He knew that.
I didn't know. I don't.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know you could have a residential property. But is Shaw's going to buy me? No, I'm just kidding.
Produce and drought.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Come back next month, you can put in a gas station.
Right, yeah, perfect.
The application says 8 Lewis Lane. The 911 address 57 Lewis Lane. So I take it that's probably the 57 is the correct address now.
Yeah, I'm guessing we sent this in right around when we got the notification to change. We just got like the letters from, who sends them? Jim? Yeah, we just got those letters over the summer. We did try to change our address with the post office and it denied us, so that's cool. But yeah, it's,
so you're kind of in limbo.
We're like in limbo between, you know, physical address, mailing address, that kind of thing. But 8 and 57 are interchangeable.
Do we have any kind of idea what the cost would be to move the shed to the backyard line? Just for
so theory? I can tell you that delivery of the shed was an absolute nightmare. The gentleman who delivered it ripped off like half the side of it. He like dented his thing and it was awful. I think it took him like 5.5 hours to get off his truck. But we would have to hire somebody. We shoved it into place with a tractor and then just left it there on top of the crushed stone that we had left over from another project. We'd have to move our entire wood pile, and then we'd have to remove and re-fence that part of the backyard in order to get it through. We'd have to move our swing set. We'd have to move a lot of different things. So we'd need to either find somebody to volunteer their time with the tractor or hire it out. But we don't have the capability to do it ourselves. I think if we did, we probably would have just figured out how to move it, but it's. I think he'll probably sell it, to be honest. Like, I think it's just not.
Is our power wheels in it?
I know, your power wheels are in it.
Come out.
It's okay, then.
I don't have anything for when everyone's ready. The request for variance criteria. So in order to grant a variance, we have to be clear about the basically each letter there that you filled out as to why. So if you don't mind, I'd just like to go over each one of those and maybe that might be it. So I might as well just read it. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
Letter A, that there are, maybe she said at the beginning. I'm just reading this whole thing, so you're not going to write on that.
You're going to give me a copy at the end, right?
So this says, in order for the Fairhaven Zoning Board of Adjustment to determine if your request for variance from the zoning bylaws may be approved or denied, written response must be provided for A through F. Please answer each completely and submit your responses with your request for variance. Additional pages may be used, it's necessary. Letter A, that there are unique physical circumstances or conditions, including irregularity, narrowness, or shallowness of a lot size or shape, or exceptional topographical or other physical conditions peculiar to the particular property, and that the unnecessary hardship is due to such conditions and not the circumstances or conditions generally created by the provisions of the zoning regulations in the neighborhood or district in which the property is located. You know, if that's one of those small non-conforming lots, is there a way to, it's 0.37 acres. I don't know if that would, I don't have the dimensions, but.
Yep. Well, again, we may be running into a rounded figure by the town's tax map. rather than...
Well, the front and side are square, but the rear is in Shaw's has like an arc to it, so I couldn't get like a...
A clear read from it dimensionally?
Yeah, so I went by the... Do you need square footage? Because I have that.
Let's hear it.
The square footage, based on the acreage, is... hold on, I took a screenshot. 0.37 acres is 16,117.2 square feet.
It's a huge lot.
Thank
Minimum 6,500, right? In that table for commercial.
Minimum's now 8,000. It was 10,000 until the new state law. And now it's been dropped to, with the new state law, to 8,712 is connected to municipal water and sewer.
So it's bigger than that.
So it's not a, it's not considered a small lot then, or not
conforming? No, because it is developable for a single family home as it sits dimensionally.
We are only connected to water, not sewer.
Okay, well.
Just so you know.
So it's 6,500. In the commercial district.
I have to look because I don't review commercial that often, so let me just double check.
It's
not really an issue for this case though, right? It's more just figuring it out.
Right, I'm trying to give her some something to back up, you know, that there's unique physical circumstances or conditions, so if we can show that it's, you know, an
irregular... Do you have a beach field or something?
I mean, our septic tank's in our back lawn. It's, and the septic tank is, so like the porch, it's behind the porch to the left. So that is back there. And then we have an old septic tank over on this side.
So that could be an issue with trying to relocate the shed.
There's like something underneath the ground where the old one is that when it got like so drought, the drought was so bad, it like burned like in a, like a weird pattern where that old tank is.
So her, you're connected to, did you say town water?
Just water.
But, okay, so that's 6,500, right?
Correct.
And she's, what did you say it was? 16,000?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, well, yeah. So, yeah, so that's, can't use that angle, but...
And that was recently changed, too. That used to be 20,000 square feet.
Okay.
Wow, that's really big.
So you mentioned, did you say your sewer, your septic system is back?
It's behind that, yeah, it's behind that back porch wall that they're saying we have to be behind.
So septic system in rear of lawn.
And the old one's on the other side of it.
The old one's on the other side of the lawn, yeah, right. So like porch, new one, old one's over here, yeah. The lawn is also not level back there, yeah. It's like... It, like, runs off.
So there's a septic system there in the lot. It's fenced in. There is... I don't want to answer all these other questions.
Oh, that's fine.
There's two septics.
Right, but only one in use.
One in use.
The old one...
But you've got to also take into consideration that the old other one is there.
Still there.
Yeah. No, I just didn't know, like, moving it, I don't think that would interfere with the other one, though, right?
Probably not.
Yeah. That's on the other...
It's on the other side, so, yeah.
Okay.
But there's a fence in the way?
Yeah, there's a fence in the way.
And there's a swing set.
There's a swing set, there's a wood pile, there's a whole bunch of...
Is the swing set...
Staked into the ground. It's not cemented, it's just staked. It's like a big wooden one. And that's like the swing set. I don't know if you have like a sky view of it, the property, but the swing set is realistically in the only location the shed could go if it were going to the back lawn.
Anybody have any questions on letter A? Letter B is that as a result of such physical circumstances or conditions, there's no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with the provisions of the zoning regulation and that the authorization of a variance is therefore necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. Trying to think how we would word that. to, I don't know how the applicant could word that.
Based on what she said, there's obstructions in the back of her yard where an ideal location would be for her shed.
I think it would also, like, going to the back lawn also, like, reduces the functionality of why we even got the shed. Go all the way. We'd have to, like, you know, it's where the snowblower is. We'll have to, like, shovel the path. And...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, I just don't. Part, these questions, just... my brain doesn't quite get the. I don't really work
through it. That's why we're here to work through it together. So basically, we have to say for B that there's no possibility that it could be developed because of the zoning regulations and how they read. Strict conformity with provisions of the zoning regulations, which I guess Jim kind of covered that just based on the obstacles that are already in place. Does anyone have anything they can, like, add to that, or, and how, and that's why I was asking, like, is this a non-conforming lot, is it a small lot, I'm trying to give you some evidence that we can put on here to, you know, to help you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, again, with the septic system, if the shipper was to travel over that septic system with something heavy,
it
would cause damage, and
those septic systems really can't take much.
So it's to say that the lot has town water, but not town sewer. Placement could risk damage to sewer or to septic. Placement in conformity with zoning regs.
He's so good at stating these things.
could cause damage to the septic. Anybody have anything else?
Just in support of that, Obscene had an application for a small barn structure on a lot off Scotch Hill that the people put an incorrect location concerning the septic system and the placement of this small barn with a cement pad. They sold the property and the septic system failed, and the thought was that it was from the creation of that small barn when it was installed, damaged the septic system on the property. So I have seen where that has happened in the past. They are sensitive to
driving
big things over and doing things over the existing septic systems. Just as a matter of historical fact that I've seen.
No, thanks. That does add to the credibility of that then. Letter C, that such unnecessary hardship has not been created by the appellant. I don't know if it says appellant. No one's appealing anything. It should be applicant.
That's state language for you. That's not our doing.
You have the hardship caused by zoning. Back lawn didn't start until back wall before.
I think that if, like, our back lawn started at the back of our house, the, like, feasibility of moving it might be a little bit easier, but like now we have to go, basically it feels like the only place you can go is like the middle of the lawn, which is not functional.
I think since we've used the septic as
okay. It's
part of the answer to B, we could say that, you know, the hardship, this is asking, like, was the hardship caused by you, and that septic system was existing. When you moved in, so
yeah, we did not put it there.
Existing septic system prior to ownership.
Yeah.
Do you have a problem with them adding?
No, that's totally fine.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, good with that. I honestly didn't even think about adding it to this. Like, it you know, and that's a great, it's an important part of our home.
Just asking.
Yeah.
You can get, if you wanted, town sewer, right? They chose not to?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think we can. So some of our neighbors, which I think if I'm looking at that correctly, our neighbor at the end is in the commercial zone, or not, is in the residential zoning area.
Okay.
And they have town septic, or town sewer hookup. They're okay. Not hooked up. They have right. A septic. I don't think we even have hookup.
You don't think you have that capability?
I don't think we have anything. From what I understand, I think the house, the farthest down the lane, the last one is the newest house. And when that was built, it was required to be accessible to sewer. But I don't think we'd have to, I don't know. I don't know how that process works.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's even like a thing.
Huh. Was the fence there?
No, we had the fence. Yeah.
So. That's why that's kind of a tough one for us to support because
we created that. Yeah.
So we're trying to come up with. I'm definitely. I'm not trying to put any words in your mouth.
To the evidence. I appreciate that.
But they might not have put in a cemented fence if they'd known they needed to have access to put in a shed someplace.
We thought that the fence posts weren't cemented until we had to move one because we had to replace a gate and we had to use the chainsaw to get them ground. So rather not have to do that to the rest of them.
Letter D. That the variance, if authorized, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood or district in which the property is located, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property, nor be detrimental to public welfare. Are there any other sheds in the neighborhood?
I mean, yes.
Yeah.
But they're behind people's houses, yeah. I think.
Right.
Some of them have collapsed.
So the essential character of the neighborhood. And the essential character of the neighborhood is single family dwellings with accessory structures as approved. So doesn't mean there can't be variances. So does that sound accurate to everyone? The essential character is single family dwellings with accessory structures. That the variance, if authorized, will represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and will represent the least modification possible of the zoning regulations and the comprehensive plan. Not sure what that's trying to get at. But.
The minimum change to the rules is how I see it.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I mean, it's just asking for, so the variance is asking for, or the application is asking for a variance in side setback only.
I mean, maybe it is. I learned I'm in commercial, so are we also in flood?
No,
okay, phew. You never know these days.
We'd all be in trouble.
Yeah.
Anybody else? Do you have any final?
No, we just really appreciate your support, like your help with this wording and like really your discussion and the possibility to keep it there.
Do you agree with everything that we said out loud? Is
yes,
that
absolutely. Thing? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, like I said, we're not trying to be like sneaky or anything. Yeah. We really didn't know. And now we're trying to do the right thing.
I will entertain a motion.
Motion for?
Adjournment.
Oh, I make a motion to adjourn. I'd
like to second that.
My kids would like to second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. This hearing has been adjourned.
All right, for coming in.
Thank you.
So we
it's good to see you, Kelly.
We deliver-